Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from frigid Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, lower extremity review, evidence-based information, UK Health Radio, one of the world's leaders in health and wellness radio, across the pond, Populate, electronic medical records with attention to podiatry and orthopedic surgery, and Bill Crawford, Fitness and MedX, and his excellent group out there in Scottsdale. We've got a great doubleheader, Chris LaLanne. He's a fitness coach and teacher. He's the grandnephew of fitness legend Jack LaLanne. He's following in his footsteps. He'll be joining me, along with returning Joe Chura, entrepreneur, founder of the exciting Go Brewing, non-alcohol beer company here in Illinois, and Easy Man, more recently, cannabis-tainted brew than the sports doctor's in. I'm Dr. Bob Wisdom, your emails. Chris LaLanne, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, I couldn't be more thrilled to be here with you and excited to come on, man. Thanks for having me.
Chris, give us some background on you and your coaching and your whole your lucky pedigree with your grand the great Jack LaLanne.
Well, thanks, Bob. I you know what? I am the nephew, the grandnephew on my father's side of Jack LaLanne. Of course, Elaine LaLanne is still going strong, but I was blessed with the name my father's on my father's side, and you know, went into the industry. You know, there were not a ton of the LaLanes pursued health and fitness career, but I did. So I went on to study exercise and nutritional sciences and have a degree from San Diego State University.
And now, Jack LaLanne, I watched Jack LaLanne growing up on black and white TV. We always said he's the guy with the 19-inch waist, you know, a just an innovator in the world of fitness, you know, truly a legend in his own time. And if I'm right, is Elaine LaLanne, I think, might have just turned 98. Am I at that? I think I'm right.
You're right. You're right, Bob. Elaine just turned 98, and we broke a world record for jumping jacks.
So I knew it, right, jumping you guys. I was
and
doing
was
it virtually.
Yep.
I was following it around with that virtually with you guys when you broke the record. And of course, Jack
I hope
was
you did famous. A few.
Yes, maybe Jack was, you know, dragging the Queen Mary or something with his underwater or something with a mouth grip or whatever it was, these incredible feats that he did. But really getting the society and our culture to pay big attention to fitness, which was a tremendous, you know, challenge. And but things of it's a whole new ball game today in a lot of ways, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, the funny thing is, you know, everything that he taught us back in the 50s on the black and white television is still true to this day. And I have that idealism and that legacy in my back pocket. And it's a thrill for me to do what I do with that, you know, that person that led our country. And, you know, I'm honored. Today I practice a clinical nutrition and physiological sciences and provide consulting in a general medicine practitioner's office here in Sacramento, California.
You know, it's interesting, you know, Jack, again, and my long time over 40 years I spent with the great Bob Guida, another tremendous fitness innovator in so many ways. And I thought he invented the rubber band and surgical tubing, but he said, no, it was Jack LaLanne. You know, rubber band, surgical tubing, we use it as aggressively today as he did
you know, 100 years ago. But as a coach and a fitness coach and teacher, and you've gotten involved again, and Chris, into the new medicine side. People ask all the time on the Sports Doctor, what do I mean? I'm talking about the whole idea, the side of nutrition, eating smarter, the idea of keeping moving, but also doing things to reduce stress, to be able to enhance recovery. And these are the things that have become a big part of a lot of these kinds of things that really you're that Jack started in the area of fitness. I remember him with the juicer with my good friend Forbes Riley, where they were talking about, you know, the juicer over the, all of those years when they were really paying big attention to nutrition.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, every one of Jack's principles is still valid to this very day. And yes, they've been included in the obesity and weight loss medical protocols. In fact, right now, one of the, you know, the principles of what I teach is the paleo diet, paleolithic. We've all heard of this at this point, but that's unprocessed food, as well as something called intermittent fasting. That means you reduce the number of meals that you eat and eliminate snacking. Both principles were on Jack's black and white television show in 1955. And these are still elements of my practice and what I teach my patients to this very day.
Yeah, there's a lot of interest in the intermittent fasting. I'm a proponent of that, where I might not eat anything before lunch. You know, in other words, giving the body time to process what it has. And it's interesting, you know, for 30 years on my show, give or take a few weeks, Chris, maybe another decade longer than that, I have paid big attention to obesity, childhood obesity, diabetes, and we're still dealing with childhood obesity and these problems with the, of course, with all the new, and everything's drugs. Now you've got this explosion of all these different drugs that have always been a real, real challenge. So, you know, being an educator, again, like Jack was, and like Elaine really, really still is, you know, they're all excited. You know, the book, you know, Pride and Discipline, which one of my colleagues in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, Greg Justice. As a matter of fact, Greg was one of the individuals who introduced me. I don't know, it might have been after Elaine did the five push-ups at the ceremony that they, you know, with the book Pride and Discipline, which is his whole life story. I think Mark Wahlberg, I think they're making a movie about Jack LaLanne's life. Is that true? I think it is.
That is true. In fact, I just spoke.
Did they give you a part, Chris?
Well, look, I'm working on it. I just spoke with the production crew. We're waiting on some funding, as you know, as always in Hollywood, you're waiting for the money to show up.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, the story of these, you know, and another one of my colleagues in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, the great Gilad Jankowicz, who might have broke, I think, Jack LaLanne's record. We had it as who had the longest, you know, fitness show for decades. Gilad's show was out of Florida, you know, but with all of the new innovations, like you're so much involved with in these various mixtures, like a lifestyle and like a fitness coach, how have you found the medical community, the school communities, tuning in, Chris, to what you guys have been trying to teach for a million years?
Well, I'm gonna go elude and kind of segue into our next guest, but this has to do with my own story, Bob. I do not drink. I recommend my clients and my patients avoid alcohol as a lifestyle choice because it is the most detrimental to your health, both physically and mentally.
Yeah, and you know, and in the world of sports, you know, because I've had on addiction experts in all sorts of areas from all over the world. Again, my next guest, Joe Chura, with his non-alcoholic beer extravaganza that he's been so excited about. The idea that you could still have a good time, you know, if alcohol is not included in a non-alcoholic beer, and that whole idea, which is, matter of fact, we had you guys on because it is dry January, right, Chris?
That's right. And
all right,
and hopefully you took the dry January challenge. But personally, but this has to do with my own story about overcoming the addiction to alcohol personally. Okay. And I lead all my clients with that story.
Yeah, Joe, same history of being very involved, you know, with the personal side and the family, et cetera. So yeah, expand on that.
So alcohol, you know, it and alcoholism, it runs in the family. It might run in your family, and it's a common story. And I am rewriting the story. My goal is to tell my clients with an authentic story about how I overcame this addiction and how they can do that same thing and change their life. Because every part of your life is going to improve if you avoid alcohol, and you know, as a lifestyle choice, it is number one when I start with a new client. And I tell my friends, my family, because I've got kids now. I got a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old, and I don't want them drinking. So I lead by example, Bob.
Yeah, just make sure your 14 and 11-year-old are strengthening their feet and ankles. You know what I mean? Working
Absolutely.
On balance. This is the gem from the sports doctor for you. Now, of course, you know, occasional drinking, recreational drinking or whatever, nobody's going, you know, with, you know, never, 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 never. What we're trying to educate people on is that there are other choices that still could be very, very enjoyable, like a non-alcoholic beer or non-alcoholic wine or what's going on. But the concern of the addiction side and the alcoholism side, that's, I think, you know what, again, you're talking about your own story and, you know, like Joe is also talking about. And that there are ways of still getting together, having a good time, watching the game, all these other things, and still, you know, necessarily having some other choices. But in the professional world of sports, at all sorts of different levels, the alcoholism is still a big, big problem. I still think number one, and I think that's one of the challenges, I guess, when you're working with athletes, teams, or coaches, huh, Chris?
Absolutely. You know, you don't have to eliminate the social circle. You have to eliminate the substance. And so you're going to have to look at who you spend your time with. What are they doing with their time and what is their lifestyle like? So you've got to really look at your influence, your inner circle, and what those people are doing for you or
Chris,
not for you.
In the world of, again, you know, fitness, health, and everything that you're putting together, what kind of age variance are you dealing with? Are you dealing with some kids, some like your own children's ages? I hope or weekend
absolutely.
Warriors. What's the age groups you deal with in your world?
Absolutely. Bob, you know, exposure to alcohol starts as a teenager, and it goes all the way through college. In your mid 40s, 50s, and all the way up as you age. And, you know, I can tell you, watching my Uncle Jack through his whole career, alcohol, much like sugar, is an addicting substance.
Yes. Well, on the physical side, Chris, on the physical side, the exercise side, the training side, what are some of the different exercise methods? You know, whether it's resistance training, whether it's circuit training, what are some of the things that you like and you teach?
So I'm a big fan of simplicity. I am a big proponent of free weight and body weight exercises. And these are exercises that Jack taught with the chair, the towel, and the broomstick, all the way up to the glamour stretcher and the tubing. So if you can do a combination of free weight and body weight exercises, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, wasn't Jack, didn't he hold, whether it was push-up records or handstand records, sit-ups, whatever, he had records in a lot of these different, again, like you were saying, you know, weight-related, body-related exercises. Wasn't he a record holder in some of that stuff?
Absolutely. He was an endurance king. So he really focused on high repetition, a lot of body weight exercises. And yes, Jack was also a bodybuilder back in Muscle Beach days. And so he embraced, you know, the culture, but the idea that everyone has access to free weight exercises and body weight exercises. You don't need to be a slave to a gym membership.
Find also, Chris, that, you know, one of the concerns, especially in youth sports, is overkill. overscheduling, too much too soon. I call it the terrible twos many times. It's one of the reasons I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries. Do you find that we've got to pay big attention to rest and recovery when it comes to all of these different things that you're involved with at whatever level?
Absolutely. That has become equally important in resting, stretching, making sure you maintain your flexibility and a balance. So you're not overtraining. You're allowing your body some time to recovery, and that's been a big front.
So let me ask you, Chris, I ask this all the time. So when you're working, you know, we're working with parents of kids, you're working with kids themselves, adults of all ages, coaches, whatever. So I got to ask you how your sports psychology skills are, my friend, when you're dealing with these parents and coaches. How's the psychology skills?
Well, look, if I'm going to work with a teenager, I got to sell the parents on it first.
Right.
And so there's a lot of, you know, this has to be a holistic from the top down. It's got to come from the top down.
And, you know, when you're dealing with coaches and kids, especially, again, where you have the pressure, where the kids are playing hurt, relying on over-the-counter medicine because they're trying to stay in the game or they don't want to admit they're hurt or whatever. You know, my famous sports psychology colleague, the late Dr. Jim Vickery, would tell sports parents, you know, to don't be a critic. And I'm sure that you're dealing with all these, you know, give us the best website people could find out about, Chris, about you and your work.
They can go to chrislalanne.com. That's chrislalanne.com. And you can find me there.
Okay, great. And, you know, we'll definitely have you back. It's a great, you know, I got to talk to you about what's happening with that movie. I knew the time would fly with you. Hold on, Chris. Everybody, we'll be right back. It's Sports Doc. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from freezing Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. It is the Sports Doctor. We want to welcome back Joe Chura, entrepreneur and the founder of the exciting Go Brewing, a local Naples, Illinois, non-alcohol beer company, and one of his new ventures, Easy Man, a cannabis-tainted brew. Welcome back, Joe, to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, you're the man. Thanks for having me.
Great. Joe, give us some background on you and Go Brewing. When I first had you on, I'm trying to remember, I think we launched you, even though we were talking what you were doing with the police. But give us some background on yourself and this phenomenon, Go Brewing.
Yeah, we launched Go Brewing in 2023 after brewing out of my garage for pretty much entire year in 2022, used it as an incubator. And really started off just selling online in all of 23. Got distribution, meaning we were working with partners to get us in bars and restaurants across. It started with Illinois. And now since we've expanded to 20 states, we are in about 4,000 locations nationwide working with.
I'm not surprised after what you did in the automotive world that you would take something like this. But again, you had a personal side. It's interesting. You know, my first guest, Chris Lane, the famous Jack DeLane's grandnephew, talking about, you know, again, the alcohol is a big deal with him with his health and wellness coaching. But he talked again about having a personal story, a reason to make a big deal out of it. And you also had a reason to get involved in this non-alcohol side of things, don't you?
Yeah, I definitely had a reason. My father died of alcoholism in 2006. My brother, who's 4 years younger than me, perfectly healthy person, was struggling and almost lost his life as well. And I saw myself heading down a dangerous path. I knew I needed a change. I was overweight. My blood work was horrible. And I looked at my wife and I, and we decided to do a challenge to abstain for 75 days. And that's when I started to feel incredible. Felt like I had superpowers, so to speak, and had less anxiety, more energy. And I still had these massive cravings for beer on weekends and at 5 o'clock. Definitely. And I found the only thing that helped curb my craving was NA beer. Saw the emergence of the space and wanted to make a big bet on something that was meaningful to me, but to help others.
Oh, wow. The emergence of the space is profound over what we've seen. That's what we wanted to get you guys on at the end of dry January, you know, before the month was over. But the idea, and we talked about it early on, you know, you've been on the show a few different times. We talked about the fact that, you know, sports fans, because alcohol is still the biggest abuser in athletics. Besides all the drug problems and the pain-killing problems, number one addiction hassle is still alcohol. And you talked a lot about the fact that people could still get together, they could have a good time, they can enjoy great beverages. You've come up with a million different styles with Go Brewing and so many different blends. And that that whole idea, that psychology, was a big deal about the interest in this whole non-alcoholic field. Don't you agree?
I do.
Let alone the fitness side. I think we turned you on to that fitness side, maybe, with what you do. I know you pay big attention. You know, you've got involved in running some marathons with some disability in this whole world. I think you're walking around with dumbbells in your pocket, aren't you?
I definitely try to keep in shape.
Yes. Well, this is because, again, this is a big part of the side of this whole non-alcoholic lifestyle that Go Brewing is about. You're paying big attention to the fitness side also. You've had a couple of different programs you guys have sponsored. Talk a little bit about that excitement, the attention you've gotten from the community, et cetera, with this combination of ideas.
So much attention, Bob, that we are just opening Go Athletic Club next to the brewery, a fitness center, believe it or not. You believe that?
I'm not surprised. I'll be over there. You let me know. We'll do a couple of lectures over there. You know, the idea, again, of the connection, I think, is a very, very powerful one, including we talked about it also with Crystal Lane. The youth, you know, alcoholism problems start very early. And many times, especially when you can't turn on the TV for 2 seconds, if it's not about a drug medicine, it's about a diet program or it's about some other, about gambling, you know. So you have this tremendous, and let alone social media. So I'm not surprised again that the, was it Achilles? Who were you involved with, Joe, when you've had some combination programs between your marathons and whatever? What is that disability side of what you're doing?
Yeah, Achilles is right. I'm a support runner for Achilles, and actually I'm running the Tokyo Marathon next month with Cedric King, who's a disabled Afghan war vet who runs for Achilles.
Yes, and hey, have you done a couple of races with him? Didn't you do Chicago with him, or was
it'll
be
our fifth race together?
Wow.
Yeah, London, Chicago, three times.
Were you a runner at all before you decided to jump into marathons?
No, I'm still not a runner. I don't know how I got into this, but I
really? But you're running the race with him, right? Or are you walking? What are you doing?
No, I'm running.
Really?
I'm just when they classify myself as a runner. I guess if you do five marathons, then I guess you can't consider a runner.
We got to pay attention, making sure you're in the right shape. You better be strengthening your feet and ankles, my friend. Now that you've been on the sports doctor, we ought to look at you for orthotics, keep you going. But there's been tremendous excitement about this Achilles side of things and some of the disabilities. A lot of interest in that whole area, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. It's an incredible group of people. And until you've witnessed them up close, it's hard to explain, but they're amazing. And there's no excuse. They don't want anyone with a disability in that organization doesn't want to have any pity. They're like, we're here to win this. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they're champions for sure.
Yes, they're really, really champions. We have an awful lot to learn many times from some of these different athletes. I've dealt many times in the past, sports medically, with the Paralympians and some others. We've really seen some incredible attitudes in so many different ways. Now, when they're running that marathon, did they stop along the way for a non-alcoholic beer, or is that not allowed?
I don't know how Tokyo is going to work, but I mean, certainly wouldn't hurt anyone, but I doubt that's going to happen in Tokyo.
I'm talking about the celebration maybe after the race is over. Yes. And
for
so,
sure.
Yeah, you're doing the traveling. So you guys, again, how did you find, your experience and being able to jump on you have tremendous presence in the social media world. You're having a lot of fun and excitement with this whole Go Brewing thing, aren't you?
I am. Every day I wake up and can't wait to work on it. I don't even really consider it work, so that's a poor use of words, but it's been a lot of fun.
So what was it like in the garage? What was that idea? How did you get involved into the science side of knowing what the heck you were doing with this?
I hired people that were a lot smarter than me in that. The only thing I knew about beer is how to drink it.
Right.
So it was... It was a lot of experimentation. I got to drink a lot of beer for a year, and it was fun to be able to create something from nothing.
And talk a little bit about, again, you know, we're talking about the importance in sports medicine of rest and recovery. You know, again, the new medicine on the sports doctor is number one, eat smarter, whatever that means to you, eat smarter. Number two is keep moving, whether it's working out, whether it's running, whether it's yoga, whatever it is, keep moving. Number three is reducing stress. Being able to rest and recover. And so talk a little bit about this Easy Man.
Easy Man is a new brand we're launching. It's under the Go Brewing umbrella, but it's a completely separate website experience and everything, branding. It's actually an interesting juxtaposition to Go Brewing in that it's about taking it easy and goes about going. But oftentimes at night, I know myself, my mind's racing. I'm thinking about the day. I'm thinking about what's ahead of me, and I can't stop, and I can't sleep. I can't chill out.
Great idea. You know,
and this
all my
is,
years
for that.
Professional athletes, plus the fact with many, many professional athletes over the years that I've dealt with in every sport, almost all of them included some way, shape, or form the cannabis side, whether it was for pain control, sleep help, relaxing, etc. And now the science is very, very real. We've talked with many, many CBD experts, the medical marijuana side, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea of taking advantage of this, you know, besides having a few laughs, you know, as I'm talking to you, I have my Cheech and Chong socks on, but the idea, how have you found the acceptance on that, because I think it's a terrific idea when you're talking, you know, if you want to keep going in the Go Brewing side, then I guess you got to be able to relax a little bit, right? It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and we have the platform that we built to be able to test different ideas and concepts, and that's exactly what we're doing. You know, we have a lot of positive energy, and we think this is going to do really well. But there's no one really making something that tastes like beer with this in it in the space for many reasons. But it's a fun venture, and we're going to see where it goes. Yes. But I think it's emerging social beverage is big.
Yeah. How would the strength of this compare to any of the edibles? Is that the kind of concept as far as THC, et cetera, or as far as the amount in the brew and how you've decided with that?
Yeah, we wanted something that definitely would be considered a microdose. So 3 milligrams of CBD and 3 milligrams of THC is where we're starting. We'll have a variant, so we'll have the ability
We've
to
been very excited
that up or down.
About, very excited medically, sports medically about CBD for a long time. A natural substance to help reduce inflammation, calm down discomfort. And sometimes, like everything else in America, it's been overhyped also, but we've had great. This is not a drug. And this is one of the big advantages, natural substances. Again, we're athletes at every level. We're always interested in anything at all that maybe was not a drug, but that could help, again, to relax, whatever. And in that regard, so that's an interesting marriage of products. It'll be exciting to see, you know, how that goes. Have you had any feedback medically with any of that?
I've had doctor friends that have had it. I've had older people that have had it, and it makes them relax. And everyone's reporting the same thing. I'm so relaxed after I have this. I don't have a hangover. And that's the feedback we have so far.
Is there any age restriction or discrepancy regarding something like this?
Yeah, there definitely is. You have to be 21 and over. The regulation's a bit gray right now, but certainly we are approaching this as if you were drinking alcohol with the same. You have to be over 21. We're being very cognizant
I think that's
of what
smart.
It is.
Yes, I think that's a smart move, Joe, when you're coming at all with any interest in this. And again, the weekend warrior, you know, be a big market, you know, for that. So how many states are you now involved in with the Go Brewing?
We're in 20 states.
Wow. Are you guys on the East Coast yet?
We are. Yeah. We're in Wegmans is a big chain. We're in on the East Coast. We're in 100 of the Wegmans and across, I believe, 6 states. So it's been an unbelievable relationship with them. We're doing really well in their stores, and I highly recommend
people checking
out there.
I know you have so many. How many blends? What are some of the names of some of the exciting? I know you got the great, you know, you got great art on these cans and some really cute comments and whatever. What are some of the examples of some of the styles? I think keep that in mind. I think I want to ask you more about that when we come back. With the other segment, we're talking with Joe Chura and the whole Go Brewing and some of their brands and styles, as well as Easy Man. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. Be right back. Hey, Scottsdale residents and visitors, longtime health and fitness gym owners, Bill and Debbie Crawford at Basic Training MedX Fitness and Strength Training Center. Bill is a National Fitness Hall of Fame and Lifetime Achievement Award recipient, offers world-class personal training for superstars to grandmas. For decades, Bill has been a leader in fitness and wellness training with a state-of-the-art facility and internationally respected knowledge and consultation. One of the original facilities with Nautilus and MedX equipment and knowledge, Bill Crawford's basic training sets a high standard. Go to basictrainingscottsdale.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Everybody, we are back. Sports Doctor live from Chicago. We're talking with Joe Chura. We're talking Go Brewing, the non-alcoholic beer phenom that he started not all that long ago. We wanted to, Joe, I was asking you about some of the different, you know, styles or mixes. What are some of the popular names of some of the non-alcoholic beers that have been such great sellers for you?
Sunshine State Tropical IPA is a big one. Our Double IPA is another, and we have a sour, we have a gluten-free beer called Freedom.
What's the IPA? What is IPA?
What is it in terms of what is,
yeah,
an
what
IPA?
Is that, what's that designated?
It's an India Pale Ale. It's a very hoppy beer. So we have five different IPAs, and those tend to be some of the most popular styles of beer in America.
Yeah. So you guys are in Costco. You're in Whole Foods also?
We are in Whole Foods, yes.
Yeah, hey, that's a major move. Again, Whole Foods, you know, again, famous for, again, healthy stuff. And again, I think that that's a good rationale, which is to be able to include a non-alcoholic. What's the world, or if you're even interested in the world of these, and is it happening at all, Joe, in the world of non-alcoholic wine? Is that happening?
It definitely is, and there's some good technology and innovation happening there. I think today when you look at non-alcoholic beer, it's the truest thing to its counterpart. Non-alcoholic wine, at least the stuff that's out there, has a little bit of room to get closer to the real taste of wine, but it's getting a lot better every day.
Yes, because I guess that's one of the concerns regarding the wine situation, which was, again, if the alcohol wasn't in, whether you were ending up with grape juice, you know, compared to, like you said, which it seemed that the beer side of things was much more of a natural kind of a blend. But that was always my problem growing up. I was the only kid in my group who wasn't a beer drinker. You know what I mean? You get left out in one situation. Or another. What's the role again of hooking up with some sort of sports team or get you guys together with the WNBA, the Chicago Sky? What's that kind of thinking?
It's something we would possibly explore, but we're really focused on getting closer to the retail register. We've done a lot of branding, and now it's time for some tactical advertising and marketing. And really helping kind of that lower funnel customer try our product for the first time.
Yeah. Now talk about, again, you said you had a couple of friends, the opening up again, like we talked about the marriage of wellness, fitness, and this non-alcoholic beer world that you're so involved in. So much so that these colleagues of yours are opening up or have opened up a fitness center, you know, right next door to you. Talk a little bit about that. That's got to be exciting for you.
Yeah, I would go to goathleticclub.com and check it out. It's pretty amazing. It's a brand new state-of-the-art facility that's quaint, that has boxing, that has strength and conditioning, that has endurance type events. We're going to have high rocks, which is a new emerging sport, and some metabolic conditioning as well with proper warming up form. You're not just going in there to get completely gassed out like many gyms. It's really showing you the right way to work out.
Well, that's one of the keys, you know. That's why I co-authored the book hashtag Hey Sports Parents. As you know, Joe, there's an epidemic, everybody, with capital letters, of overuse at all levels, especially youth sports. It's over scheduling and such tremendous demand, and the more talented your son or daughter, many times the more the pressure increases regarding some of this overuse. So we need these intelligent groups that are dealing with all sides of aspects. And of course, martial arts is a great a group of type of exercise. So that's a then they can go over and have a well, you know, with the, some of the adults work out hard and go over have a non-alcoholic beer, right, Joe?
Yeah, that's the goal. It's really to kind of intertwine your personal habits and your journey across all of these things because they're all so related. You know, once you stop drinking, you start to take on healthier habits, and diet and exercise is certainly one of them. It's about having fun too. It's not about being super rigid. So a lot of people that drink in moderation, most of our customers do, and it's just about making better choices on a daily basis.
So how'd you get involved? Talk a little bit about this Achilles. How'd you get involved? What's with Achilles?
A friend of mine who was an inspiration to me earlier in my life happened to just be running races, and him and I did a practice run together, and he's like, hey, you should be my support runner. And I had no idea what that even meant. I could barely run a marathon myself, let alone support anyone else. But the first one I did, it really changed my view and gave me a deeper meaning to running marathons. And I've since did, we're going to be doing our fifth in Tokyo coming up.
Is it marathon, the one event they do, or they involve Achilles with other, types of fitness and whatever? It sounds like a good marriage with your club you just mentioned.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I'm excited to introduce Achilles to the club, and I plan to do that. They have an Illinois and Chicago chapter. But yeah, I do think there's a really good fit there.
Is there a relationship with Achilles with the armed forces or any of these amputees or anything at all like that with recovering soldiers, or is it much more broad-based than that?
It's more broad-based. There's not everyone in Achilles is a war veteran. There's certainly organizations that cater to those folks, but Achilles works with anyone with a disability. It just so happens there are some within there, including Cedric, who is a Afghan war vet.
And do they work with adolescents at all?
It's a good question. I haven't seen adolescents at races, but also that's probably for the reasons that you don't see adolescents really doing marathons. I don't know the answer to that. My hunch is they do not.
I know. I wanted to give a quick shout out to my friends there with the moms group in Naperville, Dr. Subber, that I know they have all sorts of events at your facility. I knew the time was going to fly by. Joe, give us the best site people could find out about Go Brewing, as well as the other brands, and they could find out information. What's the best site?
GoBrewing.com. You can go to our locator, find the nearest location to you that carries our product. You could also purchase online. We have a ton of different styles. The other brand that we had mentioned, which is one of the first THC microdose beer-like beverages in the space, is called Easy Man. So drinkeasyman.com is where you're going to find that.
Okay, if you go to Go Brewing, do you find out any information about Easy Brand? I'll let you know. Joe Chura, again, thanks so much for joining us. Joe, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment. Great stuff. Hold on.
Okay. Yes. You'll let me know when you want a countdown, and then we'll stick it wherever you think makes sense, including if you want, you can replace one of the UK health radio ads, but whatever works for you. Hey, Scottsdale residents and visitors, longtime health and fitness gym owners, Bill and Debbie Crawford at Basic Training Medex Fitness and Strength Training Center. Bill is a National Fitness Hall of Fame and Lifetime Achievement Award recipient, offers world-class personal training for superstars to grandmas. For decades, Bill has been a leader in fitness and wellness training with a state-of-the-art facility and internationally respected knowledge and consultation. One of the original facilities with Nautilus and MedX equipment and knowledge, Bill Crawford's basic training sets a high standard. Go to basictrainingscottsdale.com. Are we good? Okay. Hey, listen, thank you. See you Wednesday, buddy. Thanks, Doug.
Who knows what happened with that? Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sports Doctor Is In segment, and where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom, and we answer a few emails. We got some great shows coming up next week. We're going to be talking, again, the Mental Game Mastermind Group, with their founder, Dominic Fidelli. Again, everybody knows on the Sports Doctor how much time we spend on that. Again, I call it the Mental Game. And the Mastermind is a new local group. We're excited about that. Then we're going to have back Joel Franco. We want to catch up with Joel. Joel, the founder of Chesapeake Films. And we've been involved this past couple of years in helping put together, getting ready to launch this documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. So we want to catch up with Joel, see where that's at with that documentary. Following week, we're going to have Bill Crawford return. Bill is a teammate on the National Fitness Hall of Fame. He is one of the Lifetime Achievement Award recipients. He's one of our newest supporters with his training in MedX facility in Scottsdale, Arizona. And then Lindsay Barnett, baseball mom, and a lot of her different segments on just what that took. Ha! When we talk about hashtag, hey, sports parents, little Dr. Bob wisdom, matter of fact, sports parents, I want to have you pay attention with your son or daughter's sports shoe selections. You want to buy the shoe that's designed for the sport. Again, basketball, tennis, soccer, cross country, whatever it happens to be. And you want to make sure that they fit properly. I can't tell you what a challenge it still is, not only with children, but adults. Probably over 40% were not fit properly. Usually it's width related, sometimes length related. You can use cross trainers, which are multi-directional shoes that can be used for side-to-side sports, even field sports. So it doesn't have to be designated for the sport, but that's the ideal choice. So again, make sure the kids are fit properly and make sure that they are wearing shoes that are designed, you know, for that particular sport. A couple of emails here. Phil says, you know, what are your pros and cons regarding ankle braces? My son's 14 years old. He plays basketball. You know, Phil, in a sport like basketball, and ankle injuries are still number one in all sports. The number one, we want to make sure your son is strengthening his feet and ankles. We want him to include rubber bands is a great way, balance equipment, strengthen those feet and ankles. When somebody is qualified to tape, then taping sometimes is helpful. Braces can be very effective, and today there are more and more. We had a couple of different experts on the last a few months where we were talking about specific braces, whether it was Velcro-related, lace-up braces. And as a rule, braces are effective and helpful. So you might want to have your son with the idea that ankle problems are so common. You want to incorporate both of those situations, which is let's try some braces and see if you're comfortable. You could talk to the athletic trainer, see what their, or the physical therapist, see what their experience has been regarding what type. Betty says, my daughter's 12 years old. She's a pretty serious volleyball player. We've been dealing with Achilles tendon problems on and off for a good couple of years. You know, Betty, I hope you're seeing podiatry. I can't tell you for decades how often I have incorporated orthotics because of Achilles problems. Usually with the hyperpronated, excessively pronated foot, flat type foot. Sometimes also the opposite, even high arches, where we're dealing with the use of orthotics as well as all the strengthening. And sometimes if the You're not seeing podiatry. They're not paying attention to the biomechanics as much. So include that. You know, Tom says my daughter's 13 years old. She's on the cross country team. We've been dealing with shin problems. I'm going to tell you, Tom, the same thing I just mentioned to Betty, which is, again, often shin problems are foot type related. The excessive pronated foot that flattens out excessively strains the muscles that slow down that foot slap, which many times shin splints. Shin splints is not a medical term. You need a proper diagnosis. It could be even stress fracture. So make sure that you get a proper diagnosis. Incorporate strengthening. Include podiatry. Make sure your daughter's in the optimum shoes for her foot type. And then you want to look seriously, especially with this kind of history of incorporating orthotics and looking at that seriously. I've had great success. I'll tell you this, 80% of persistent shin problems are foot mechanics related. And this is where orthotics can make such a dramatic difference. Proper arch support and proper control of the foot mechanics when you're pushing off. Wanted to mention also, we're looking forward to our next segment with the British Columbia popular show Run With It with Christine Blanchet, who's their host. Christine's been a frequent guest of ours on The Sports Doctor, and it's over 5 years. We've had a monthly Sports Doctors In segment where we're talking again about prevention of injuries, running related problems, the sports parenting concerns, and she's a great host. And has various TV show presences in British Columbia and Run With It. I think she just celebrated her 10th anniversary. Again, one of my favorite guests, Lou Vickery. Lou pitched for the Yankees and Cardinals. Shoulder injury that really stopped his career. He hosted a radio show for years down the Panhandle area called Lou in the Morning. I probably spent 3-4 seasons with him again once a month. We'd show up and we'd have the Sports Doctors In segment. He's, you know, he's a serious tennis player, this guy, a senior doubles champion in the 70s. And his YouTube is called What's Your Racket, where we talk about senior concerns in the world of tennis. And again, the Australian Open is going on at this point in time. Go Novak Djokovic. What's Your Racket? I'll let everybody know. Again, I think our time is about up. I want to thank our guests, Chris Willane, Joe Chura, and our host, BBS Radio. See everybody next week, everybody. Sports Doctor. Thank you.